stop for a second and listen. My heart will go on and on. Qué mal, ¿no? But anyway, do you know this song?
Of course, Johnny. It's from the movie Titanic. You know what? Do you know this song? Let it go, let it go.
Bueno, tú cantas mucho mejor. Yes, of course. This is Frozen. Everybody knows that one.
What about this one? This is a classic one. And I will always love you.
Oh, qué bonito. Yeah, of course, that's from The Bodyguard. Well, these songs are famous all over the world.
But here's the question. Can you talk about them in English?
Well, today we are going to help you to do exactly that. You learn useful music vocabulary.
And how to talk about songs from movies in a very natural way.
Plus, we will create our own movie playlist.
Wow, which may be a disaster because we like different kind of music, right?
Yeah, but so get ready.
Okay, let's get started. So you're listening to the Trainland podcast, your place to learn English. Get your free class with the link in the description below, or you can also visit trainland.com. So you can learn English with the best online school, right, Johnny?
That's right, that's right. So let us then just go to a fictional dialogue. And as we said at the beginning, I think we are going to prepare a playlist for the road trip. So, hey, Vicky, let's start. We need a playlist for the road trip.
Perfect. Let's start with something relaxing, maybe some jazz.
Jazz? For a road trip? No. We need energy, something from the 90s.
Hey, jazz can have rhythm too, you know.
Yeah, but I need something catchy, something you can sing along to.
Fine. What about a mix? A bit of jazz, a bit of pop, a bit of rock.
Okay, I can accept that. But we need some classics.
Like what?
Well, 90s hits, strong beat, good lyrics, memorable chorus.
Jazz has amazing melodies and incredible musicians.
But can you drive fast listening to jazz, Vicky?
But you're not supposed to drive fast.
Okay, that's a good point. All right. Add one jazz song.
Just one?
Oh, okay, maybe two.
Deal. Now you choose something.
Okay, I'm adding a 90s wrong song. Great guitar, strong drums, powerful chorus.
Let me guess, very loud.
Ah, of course.
Okay, but no songs with terrible lyrics.
Hey, lyrics don't matter if the song is catchy.
Oh, they do. Music is not just sound, it's emotion.
All right, philosopher. Let's just finish the playlist.
Fine, but if I hear one bad song, I'm skipping it.
Well, you're always skipping songs.
Only the bad ones.
Okay. Well, I think this was a realistic. I can imagine someone just preparing, no, the road trip lyrics and not easy.
Definitely.
Not easy. Not easy. Well, so let us then just start. Bueno, cómo no, arruinar una conversación sobre música en inglés. Porque sí, puedes tener un buen gusto musical, pero decirlo fatal en inglés. Así que vas a tener un listado de vocabulario que sueles pronunciar mal. Sí, que lo sueles decir mal en inglés. Y vamos a empezar con un clásico. Este es la palabra género. Un género musical. Y ala, lo primero que decimos nosotros en español es, pues, el genre. Pues no. Empezamos fuerte. No diríamos genre, diríamos algo como lo que ves aquí, sombra, sombra, así que lo puedes repetir, sombra. Así que una frase que podrías hacer con esto es, bueno, my favorite music, sombra, is jazz.
Wow, muy bien. Vamos con otra. Vamos con la palabra coro. Es típico decirlo de esta manera. Chorus. Pero sí. la pronunciación correcta es chorus. ¿No? ¿Es así? Chorus. Uh-huh. Así que podemos hacer una frase, ¿no? The chorus of this song is amazing. Recuerda, la CH puede ser traicionera, ¿sí? No siempre se pronuncia como CH en español. En este caso es chorus.
Exacto. Y vamos a por otra que también suele ser pues un algo terrible a la hora de oír, que dices, bueno, pues un coro también aquí, choir, ¿ok? Choir, no decimos choir, decimos choir, ¿vale? Así que tienes, repite, choir. Así que she sings in a choir. Así que si te parece otra palabra distinta, dices, pero bueno, ¿cómo es posible? Si se escriba choir, que digamos choir. Pues nada, bienvenido al inglés.
Exacto. Vamos con otra palabra, que es la palabra guitarra. En inglés, muchos pronuncian la palabra guitar, ¿no? Tal como en español, guitar. Pero en realidad se pronuncia guitar, ¿no? He plays the guitar every day. Recuerda, la U está de vacaciones. No le invites.
Correcto. Y tenemos otra palabra también, que es la palabra ritmo, ¿no? Es una palabra un poco difícil porque no tenemos nosotros tantas palabras que no lleven vocales entre consonantes, ¿no? Pero en este caso, rhythm, no diríamos rhythm, rhythm, no es rhythm, es rhythm, una terminación mucho más suave, ¿eh? Así que repite, rhythm. Así que puedes decir una frase, por ejemplo, pues como I love the rhythm of this song. Así que si puedes decir esto bien, pues ya estás en un nivel súper pro. Y ahora nos vamos a por otra palabra que también es un poco rara, que en este caso es el bajo. Que la palabra que pronunciaríamos aquí pues sería pues bass. ¿Ves ahí bass? Pues bass. Pero no, el bajo como instrumento no es bass. La pronunciación es como pace. Pace. Repite, pace. The pace is too loud. Recuerda, esto no es pez. Ojo, no es como decir pez. No, es pace. Aunque se escribe igual que bass o pace en este caso, pues recuerda, no decimos pez.
Y ahora vamos con otra palabra que es la de en vivo, ¿no? Por ejemplo, concierto en vivo. Aquí suelen pronunciarlo como live en español, ¿no? Pero se pronuncia de esta manera, live. Entonces, cuando queremos decir concierto en vivo, sería live music. Entonces, repite conmigo, live. Podemos hacer la siguiente frase. I love listening to live music.
Correcto.
Vamos con otra palabra. Una canción, que bueno, en español lo pronunciaríamos como lyrics, ¿no? Pero en realidad es un poco más relajado, sería como lyrics, ¿no? Lyrics. Uh-huh. Un ejemplo sería I don't understand the lyrics.
Muy bien, lo has pronunciado muy bien, Vicky, ¿eh? Es correcto, ¿eh?
Oh, esa, thank you.
Esa forma más relajada, ¿no? No que suene tan fuerte. Ok, y aquí vamos a por una españolada total que se suele hacer en muchas de las palabras en inglés, que es, por ejemplo, pues hablar de la plataforma o donde están cantando los artistas, que es el stage. Pero claro, ¿qué sucede? Que como para a veces pronunciar en español estas palabras que tienen que empiezan por una consonante, son difíciles, no sería stage. Nunca ponemos la vocal por delante, simplemente con la S, stage. Y bueno, pues la frase podría ser the band is on stage. Así que recuerda, nada de la E al principio, que eso es muy español. Olvídate de la E y aprende a pronunciar solamente con la palabra S. Bueno, Y ahora dinos, ¿y cuál te ha dolido más? ¿Cuál es esa palabra que dices, oh, si es que siempre la he pronunciado fatal? Pero bueno, hoy Vicky y yo te estamos ayudando a pronunciarla bien. Bueno, pues practica estas palabras y la próxima vez que hables de música en inglés, pues ya sabes, vas a sonar mucho más natural. Y hablando de sonar natural, ¿cómo dirías en inglés, por ejemplo, esta frase que te hemos preparado? Esta canción me recuerda a un viaje. Well, think about it. Write your answer in the comments. So, yeah, that's it.
And while you're listening, if you're also enjoying this episode, just visit our website, trainline.com, to improve more your English with a 100% effective method and very complete e-learning platform. So what are you waiting for? Just scan the QR right here on the screen to get your free class, or you can, the link is also in the description below. So let's continue.
Let's go to the cultural section, right?
So now let's go deeper. Some songs don't just appear in films, they become the identity of the movie. When you hear the song, you immediately remember the scene, right, Johnny?
Exactly. It's not just music, it's emotion, it's memory, it's storytelling.
Yes, so now let's start with Titanic.
So, yeah, my heart will go on, ¿no? Yo creo que va a quedar para los restos este inicio de podcast con mi canción. Well, this is
Nunca
probably
voy
one
a
of the
olvidar tu versión.
this is probably one of the most famous songs in film history.
So, why did it work so well? Because it represents the love story. It's emotional, slow, and very powerful.
Yeah, and it plays at the end of the film, so people leave the cinema with that feeling.
Exactly. The song extends the emotion of the film.
That's right. Well, another classic, The Bodyguard, que lo has cantado también, Vicky, ¿eh? I will always love you. This is another perfect example.
Yes, Whitney Houston's voice made the songs unforgettable.
And the song is connected to the main relationship in the film.
Also, the contrast is very important. Soft beginning, then powerful explosion that creates emotion.
That's right. That's right. Another film, Vicky.
Yeah, the other one, Let It Go, Frozen. This is very different.
Yeah, because it became bigger than the film itself.
Exactly. Kids and adults started singing it everywhere.
So why did it work? Well, simple lyrics, strong message, easy to remember.
And it represents freedom and identity. That's why it connected globally.
That's right. So another classic, Rocky with Gonna Fly Now. Something very energetic.
Yeah, the Rocky theme.
That's right. This song is motivation.
When you hear it, you think of training, effort, discipline.
That's right. And the famous running scene, right?
Exactly. The music creates a moment. Without the music, the scenes wouldn't feel the same.
That's right. Okay. And then we go to whoa, Star Wars.
Yeah, the main theme. This is pure cinema.
Yeah, the moment you hear it, you know it's Star Wars.
Why is it so powerful? Because it sounds epic. Big orchestra, strong melody.
Yeah, and it prepares you for adventure before the story even begins. Okay, and then we go to another one. Well, who can remember, can't forget The Lion King, Circle of Life. This one gives you chills.
Yeah, the opening scene is unforgettable.
Well, why? Because the music builds slowly and then explodes emotionally.
It introduced the world, the story, and the message. Life, nature, balance.
That's right.
And now let's see another movie, Pulp Fiction with Mr. Law. Now something very different.
Yeah, this song is not emotional. It's cool.
Exactly. Fast guitar, strong energy.
Yeah, and it defines the style of the film.
Yeah, modern, edgy, different.
Oh, and then a classic, well, Bee Gees, this song is Culture. It represents a whole era, right?
Exactly. Exactly. The disco scene, the fashion, the attitude.
That's right. And the famous walking scene.
Yeah, the music gave confidence to the character.
Yeah, if you don't know which song we are talking about, this is the Saturday Night Fever. Yeah? I'm not going to sing this one, although I love Bee Gees. Okay, which is the next one?
Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy with Hook It on a Feeling. This is a very interesting one.
That's why, because it uses old songs in a new way.
Exactly. The soundtrack becomes part of the character's identity.
Yeah, it makes the film fun, nostalgic, and different from other superhero movies. So if you like this film, the Hooked on the Feeling, you will love it.
So what do all these songs have in common, Johnny?
Well, they are not just background music. They create emotion, they define characters, they build identity, and they stay in your memory.
Sometimes the song is the reason people remember the film.
That's right. That's very true. So have you ever heard a song and immediately thought of a film? Well, tell us in the comments if you're listening to this podcast and you are thinking, hey, yeah, that's true. I listen to a song and then too, a film comes to my mind.
And you can also tell us what's the first English song you remember.
And do you know another way to say, ooh, I love this song? Well, if you know, just let us know also in the comments.
And how would you say this? Esta canción es muy emocionante.
Okay, it's interesting. And also, which sounds more natural to you? I like this song or I'm into this song?
So, wow, you have many homework to do.
That's right.
So music is not just something you hear, it's something you feel.
That's right. And now you can talk about it in English.
Yes. So let's see the answer of the question before. No? How would you say in English, esta canción me recuerda a un viaje? So the correct answer is, this song reminds me of a trip.
Very good. Interesting. So then tell us about your favorite song also and why you like it. So yeah, I think we all have a favorite song. Maybe it's a soundtrack like the ones we just mentioned, music from a film, or maybe it's another type of song. So hey, share it with us and tell us why you like it.
Okay, so now let's do a review of today's episode. Today, you learned music vocabulary and the pronunciation, which is very, very important, and how to talk about songs. So in the next episode, we're going to talk about past continuous and past simple. So the difference between them or when we are using them.
That's fine. Huh? And also, maybe you will hear, like with this podcast, some things that we might say wrong in Spanish and that we can pronounce better in English. So if you want to improve your English faster, remember trainland.com. That's the place where you have to go to learn. Learn with the real teachers, real conversation, and a system that works. Así que, prueba una clase gratis, privada, gratuita con nosotros y te garantizamos que tenemos pues, los mejores profes, la mejor plataforma de e-learning, porque somos la mejor academia online de idiomas. Así que escríbenos al link de la descripción o al QR que ves aquí en pantalla y está solo a un clic de hablar como un nativo.
Así que nos vemos directamente en el próximo episodio. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you all.
Bye. Bye.